Are you there?
Of course you are. Welcome back to the Tyson James Podcast, where I like to tell all my business. So, I got a little quick story for y'all. I want to tell y'all maybe a quick story. Maybe not so much of a quick story. I want to tell you how I spent $420,000 from 2019 to 2022. Very niggerish. Very, very niggerish. So I'll see at the end of 2019, my mom passed away. And she left me $10,000. I think my mom left me $10,000. So, you know, the $10,000 is not a lot of money. I think I did the right things with that money specifically, with the money that my mom left me. I did not want to do no nigger shit with my mom money. So I didn't buy Jordans. I didn't buy articles of clothing. I ain't do none of that shit with my mom money. I did was I got a home that I live in now. It needed some work done to it. I spent all $10,000 on the money. I'm sorry, I spent all $10,000 on making improvements for the crib. Then I took out a personal loan for like another $7,000 to do more rehab on the crib. And then shortly after that, through some of my investments that I made, I had got another whopping, from my own personal investments, I had got another whopping $75,000. Cha-ching! All from investing. So after that, I took some of that money. And I did things I never thought that I was going to be able to do, being a kid from the projects. You know, I took like a couple vacations. I was on vacation a lot. Did a lot of vacationing. Of course, we did some shopping. I made some more investments, invested into my business. Now, this is all in 2020. Unbeknown to me, the pandemic was about to start. They had ZIRP going on, which was the feds was giving out money to large financial institutions at 0% interest, negative 0% interest, which means that they was literally paying banks to take money. The streets got flooded with money, you know, and that had a trickle effect in the sense I had more money in the market. I actually had got another lump sum of money that I had earned of a whopping 125. So just imagine, nigga like me from the hood, never thought I was going to see this type of money ever in my life. Never in my wildest dreams I thought I was going to see this, but not actually. I actually didn't think that I was going to see this kind of money from investing. You know, being around the right people, listening very well to what other smart individuals was doing with their money. I did have some small information on, you know, certain type of things, and I took some of my money investing in these things, and this is how I was really getting this money through investing. And then, of course, because I had and I still have a legit business, I got some of that PPP money, which all my money was legit. There was no fraudulent shit done there. It was just crazy just how the money was rolling in. I thought this shit was never going to stop. I thought that I had became some type of superior investor, and, you know, because I work hard to get to this point. You know, prior to 2019, I read a lot of books. I did a lot of studying, hung around the right people, listened, you know, followed the right people, always learning, man. So through gaining this knowledge and information, in my mind, I had became like, because I was getting this money, I had became like, like the black Warren Buffett or some shit. I was like, bitch, I know what the fuck I'm doing out here. I'm out here, I'm executing trades. Every time I'm executing trades, shit is like, chit, chit. I'm just like, I'm telling my kids, I'm telling my wife, bitch, y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want. Like, bitch, I got it. You feel me? I'm downstairs, I'm on a computer. I can't even sleep at night because I ain't never had so much money in my life. And I knew some of these other people that I knew, they was from the hood too, and they hit it off big. I knew one dude, you know, he had hit it for like 1.5 million, some crazy shit. You know, he coming to my crib, I'm going to his crib. You know, we up late night, he pulling up in front of my crib, we talking shit, we like looking at each other like, bro, what the fuck is going on? Like, you know, we figure like, bitch, we put the time in, we put the energy in. You a genius, I'm a genius, niggas can't fuck with us. You know, we like on some other shit. Like, we thinking that this shit is going on forever. This nigga's about to go buy a Ferrari. I'm looking at seven series BMWs. I'm on some other shit. Like, bitch, I'm like, bitch, I told niggas. You feel me? I'm like, bitch, I told niggas. You feel me? I really thought I had cracked the code. You feel me? I really thought that I had cracked the code, and I just thought that shit was never gonna stop, man. I mean, I'm literally going on vacation like every week. You know, I'm around other individuals whoever with me, of course they don't know how much cash I got, but anytime niggas is telling me they got some type of cash problem, I'm just giving them the bread. I'm listening to people's sob story, and before they could tell me, because I mean they don't even know I got this bread, but I'm listening to niggas' story. You know, I'm a nigga, I'm trying to help niggas out. Soon as niggas is telling me, oh, I can't do this, I wish, I'm just Cash App. Hit the Cash App, because I'm the type of person like this. If I got it and you my peoples and I love you, you ain't never got to ask, you ain't got to beg, you ain't got to do none of that type of shit. I'm just, you feel me? I'm just peeling off because I want niggas to do good. I want niggas to feel good. I want niggas to enjoy life. I want to be a blessing the way that other people has blessed me, rather with knowledge or monetary gains or whatever. Also, I took some of that bread. Definitely put it back in the business 100%, you feel me? So shit is going good. I'm on cloud. It ain't cloud nine. It's another type of cloud that I'm on, because sometimes I'm pinching myself because I really can't believe what the fuck is going on and how fast shit is going on. So first of all, fuck what anybody got to say about your goals, dreams, and aspirations. If you believe in yourself and you work hard, anything's possible. Anything is fucking possible. And there's a point to this podcast. This is not a meaningless podcast. There's a point to this podcast, okay? And then we're gonna fast forward to present day, and all the shit that's going on present day too, because it's still kind of crazy. I mean, I was thinking about this shit when I got out of the shower. I was sitting on the edge of my bed and I was just replaying past couple years of my life. I mean, because the shit went by so fast too, and I'm thinking this morning as I got out of the shower, I'm sitting on the edge of my bed and I'm like, am I a genius or am I an idiot? I'm stuck between both places. Am I a genius or am I an idiot? Because I was getting this money in lump sums, big lump sums. You know, I'm thinking I cracked the code. I'm going shopping. I'm going on vacation. I'm paying people's bills. Me and my mans is talking hella shit to each other. We up all night. We on the trade and fucking software. And we making trades. And trades is going successful. And bitch is like, bitch, we... You feel me? He's like, bitch, we winning championships every day. As a matter of fact, I ain't gonna say my boy name because I ain't gonna put him out there like that, but let's say his name is Mr. Jackson. I no longer called him Jackson. I called the nigga Ferrari. It's like, this Ferrari. Because I remember the day. We was in front of my crib. It was probably like 11 o'clock at night. He had pulled out. This shit was crazy. He had just came back from some fancy-ass restaurant, him and one of his mans. And he called me while I was there, and he was asking me, have I ever had, I don't even remember what the dish was. He asked me, he's like, yo, you ever had blah, blah. I'm like, bitch, I ain't never hear that. Like, bitch, I just got money yesterday. I'm used to eating Chick-fil-A, bitch, Red Lobster, and Rue Chris, and Steak 51, and McDonald's, and bitch, the Spanish store. I'm pulling up in the hood. I'm $2 cheesesteaking it. You feel me? He like, you ever had blah, blah. I'm like, the fuck is that? He like, yeah, man, got this little, got the shrimp in it, got this in it, got that in it. I'm like, yeah, I ain't never had that shit. I'm like, he's like, yeah, yeah, we gonna get you. He's like, you gotta have this shit, bro. He was like, I'm gonna pick you up two of these motherfuckers and I'm gonna bring it to you because this shit is crazy. So I'm like, all right, bring this shit over. Shit like $300, some crazy shit. This nigga got so much money. He don't even say, you owe me 300. He just like, oh, nah, bro. Go ahead, bro. Yeah, go ahead, bro. Come on, big bro. You already know how we do. Bitch, we outside like, ah! You feel me? We on some other shit. So, now, you know, I'm like, man, I'm just having too much fun. I'm fucking pinching myself. I don't know what the fuck is going on in reality. The title of my project is A Therapy Session for a Kid from the Project. So anybody who's put that together, anybody that's been listening to this since the beginning of it, you know I'm from the projects. And they say you could take the hood out the nigga, but you can't take the nigga out the hood or some shit like that. So I still got like hood tendencies. I ain't lying. I still got hood tendencies. So, and you know, I grew up around hustlers and shit, and they always say hustlers get it back. So I ain't really thinking about saving nothing. I'm just like, bitch, I'm gonna be able to do this every day, all day. Cause again, I think that I cracked the code. I think I understand financial markets. I think I understand everything the way this shit coming. Like, bitch, I done, if you asked me back then, bitch, I'm Einstein times five. I'm on some whole other shit. I'm sitting down here. I'm drawing tetrahedrons and fucking lines of latitude and fucking Fibonacci sequences and bitch, oh man, I'm on some whole other, I'm geeked the fuck out down here on my computer and my notepad and shit. Like, bitch, I got all types of squares and triangles and all, man, I got all rulers and bitch, I got all type of instruments to measure shit. And I'm down here, I'm measuring lines on my computer. I'm looking at the charts and I'm like, bitch, I'm going upstairs to my wife after, like, you know, let's say, bitch, I do a successful trade. I put in like 2,500. I'm coming back with like 15,000. I'm going upstairs telling wifey, like, man, I'm the motherfucking man. You feel me? Like, you ain't never got to worry. Ain't nobody got to worry about nothing as long as I'm alive because, bitch, well, of course, I ain't calling my wife, bitch. I'm embellishing stories just a tad bit, but I'm like, you ain't got to worry about nothing, girl. Damn, you do anything you want. I'm like, as a matter of fact, I'm going to transfer 15 racks to your bank account, girl. Do what you want. She like, what you about to do? Yeah, I'm going downstairs. I'm going to get on the computer and shit. I'm fuck with my computer because my computer is on fire. You feel me? My computer is on some other shit. Like, man, this is how my computer is right here. Boom, 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 boom. This is how my computer, I'm downstairs on the computer like, boom, 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 boom. You feel me? I'm telling you, a nigga can't sleep. I never had so many sleepless nights in my life. Because here I am thinking about all the haters, all the people that doubted me, I'm trying to figure out, why would you doubt somebody like me? Like, bitch, from the whole beginning of my life, I get nothing but results. If I say that I'm going to do something, I'm willing to put in the time, energy, and effort to get to where I say that I'm going. I just don't be saying I'm going to do something, and then I'm not willing to back it up with the work. I remember, like, my fourth grade teacher always telling me, show your work. Sometimes I just knew the answer. He'd be like, show your work. So, you know, I'm telling niggas, this is like before all this shit, like back in 2012, when I'm like, I'm gonna be an entrepreneur, I'm gonna figure it out. I ain't have really nothing going but my job, but you know, I'm buying books every time I get a chance. When I get off work, I'm sitting down, I'm reading books on my lunch break. When I come home, I'm working out. I mean, I was working at NEMF. Every time I get paid, I'm saving $100. I'm taking $100 once I get enough, and I'm going to go try to flip cars. Sometimes I'm buying cars and I'm flipping them. Sometimes I'm buying cars and I'm losing money. And, you know, I invested in all types of shit that I could sell. I'm out here, I'm doing everything, you feel me? And at the same time, I'm telling my people, like, yeah, I'm going to make it. I'm going to do it, you feel me? Like, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm tired of, because it got to a point in my life where I was working, my wife was working. And every day, every week was like the same fucking thing. Like, she at work all day, I'm at work all day. On Saturday and Sunday, we both got off. We going out to eat Saturday and Sunday. Sometimes my parents, sometimes her parents. I mean, we going to, like I said, Red Lobster, Olive Garden, Ruby Tuesdays. You know, just all the restaurants around, you know, nothing that ain't nobody on the podcast place that y'all ain't never been. You know, sometimes we go on to Rue Chris, you know, we go into all these regular ass places that everybody go to on the regular. And I just got tired of it. It was like Groundhog's Day. It's like every week is becoming the same. Every weekend is becoming the same. And the shit was driving me crazy. I was like, something else got to happen. This can't be what I do or what we do for the rest of our lives. Work hard all week, only have off 2 days, hit the mall, hit the food places, and then we turning in early because we got to go to sleep early on Sunday because we got to get ready for, you know, the hectic week. You know, obviously Monday kicked the week off on Monday. So it's like, yo, a bitch got to do something different. So I was like, I'm going to do shit that I ain't never do before. Like, at the time, you know, I wasn't reading books. I wasn't doing none of that shit. I was like, I got to read other people's story and draw from other people's experience to see what I could do to change my life and make, you know, our lives different and all that shit. So, you know, I did that. And this is the reason why I started to think, you know, because I probably, up until this point, I don't know, man, I probably read like 100 books, literally, if not more, you feel me, between 2012, I'm going to say between 2012 and 2019, not 100 books up at the time. I'm reading books more often again now because I'm broke again, so I'm back reading again. But between those two time frames, between 2012 and 2019, I say I probably read about 40 books. All of the books was on self-improvement, finances, psychology, and shit like that. Like, shit that I needed to advance and get better in my own self because I lacked all of these things. So I was like, I'm gonna read these books, you know, chew up the meat and spit out the bones. You feel me? That's something I heard somebody say and made a lot of sense. Chew up the meat and spit out the bones. So I did all that. You know, I got to the point where I'm like, man, bitch, because of these books, bitch, oh, I'm a genius. Bitch, I did it. Ah, you feel me? And I will tell you, like, experiencing that type of success, you know, it makes you delusional and it makes you, you know, I would say lazy, because as all of these things was happening to me, all of my disciplines pretty much went out the window. I wasn't waking up at 4:30 in the morning no more. I mean, I was periodically, but not like how I was every day, because now I can't sleep. So I'm not going to bed at 9, 10 o'clock. I'm going to bed at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm up. And even when I do go to sleep, I got to come downstairs and get on my computer to try to figure out what's going on the next day in the market. So, like, my patterns was thrown off. I wasn't working. I was working hard, but still, like, even, like, throughout the day, I say, all right, fuck it. You know, I've been on my computer for a few hours. I'm tired of looking at my computer. I'm about to go somewhere. You know, I'm about to go spend some money. I'm about to go do something. And a lot of shit that I was doing when I had money was, like, unproductive. I would say, like, 90% of the shit that I was doing when I had money was unproductive. When I had a lot of it, it was unproductive. And I think it was E.T. who told me, like, success will kill you. Thank God I wasn't on drugs or drinking alcohol or anything like that, because then these things would have just been too, you know, it'd have been extra. You know, it'd have been obsessive because I had money. So thank God I had, you know, rid myself for drinking, especially drinking. I stopped drinking, I think, back in 2010. So if I was drinking at the time, I probably would have died. Or if I was on some type of drug, I probably would have died. I probably would have OD'd because everything was too obsessed. You know, I didn't, for the first time, you know, in that short window, I ain't have no money worries at all. I was helping other people. I was helping other people blindly too, you know, just putting it out there. You know, sometimes I'm with other people, and I remember a couple times, like, I'm with a group of people and they talking about they hungry. I'm buying food for everybody. Everybody eating. What y'all? And the thing is, like, I wasn't even staying around. I was just like, oh, here, boom, here, get something to eat. I'm about to slide. You feel me? Like, people needed. People was in situations. They was behind on rent. I'm giving them money for rent for like 3 or 4 months at a time. I'm just cutting a check, you feel me? Because, again, in my mind, I thought that I had cracked the code. I thought I had, you know, realized something that I didn't really realize. What had happened was the market was just booming. And, you know, they say a rising tide raises all boats. You know what I mean? And during that time when the tide was raising, I was just fortunate enough that I had had a couple dollars. And I invested those couple dollars in, you know what I mean, shit was rising. But then when shit started crashing, when the market started to come down, because I'm looking at the market at the time like almost like a bank account, you feel me? I'm leaving large lump sums of money in the market. So days I come down here, I get on my computer, I have 50,000 in there, let's say. And then the market start coming down. And one day, I could lose 20 grand. And I never tripped. I never had an attitude about it. I was never mad about it. I was just like my thinking was, all right, today was a bad day, or this was a bad week. I got a couple, you feel me? I got like 20 bands in my sock drawer that I ain't using. I'm going to just go deposit the 20 bands. I'm going to put the money on the stock that I was initially interested in, and I'm going to put it back in there, and I'm going to quadruple, I'm going to double, I'm going to do whatever. And, you know, that had happened sometimes, but after a time, I think it was around, let me see, I'm going to say midsummer 2020. No, I'm sorry, midsummer 2022 is when the market started to come down. You know, it was like we had this euphoria. You know, and I didn't start hearing these expressions until after the shit started to come down. It's like, oh, you know, everybody had euphoria, everybody was greedy, you know, like everybody that you know, FOMO'd in it. I didn't FOMO in, I just got lucky that I was in, like, in the beginning when the shit was down, like before the pandemic started, when everything was low, like I had my money in the right place. So it was like after the pandemic, after all the shit, The market started to come down. Obviously, now they've tightened up interest rates. There's no more ZERP. There's no more quantitative easing. These things are just not happening present day. So, you know, I started to take a lot of L's. And when I was looking back on it, I was like, damn, you know, I spent a lot of money. I wasted a lot of money, you know, but being a kid from the projects and not being able to have that discipline. And then plus I had been studying for so long, you know, it was like a mirage. I thought that I was seeing something that I really wasn't seeing. I mean, I thought I had arrived at a place where I hadn't arrived in yet. So now fast forward 2023, and thank God I weathered the storm, because the last couple months has been like crazy as hell for me. You know what I mean? As far as like financially, because, you know, I'm used to really having an abundance over the past couple years. You know, I'm used to just having more than enough for me, more than enough for my family, and being able to share and you know, being able to do a whole lot of crazy things. But I learned a lot, you know, because next time, because there's definitely going to be a next time. Hopefully I'm mature enough and I have enough experience now that I'll be able to handle my money and myself better. You know, I'll be able to say, all right, I did that the first time. This time it's got to be different. And now I know, because I've been studying the market, I'm still looking at the market every single day. And I've been reading back, you know, in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the 2008s, and the financial crisis of all these different times, and the financial booms of all these different times. Now that I know that their market works in cycles. So I know, like, right now we're in a downturn, and we might be in this downturn for the next, you know, however many years. You know, it's like unpredictable, but there's definitely going to be a time where the market is booming again. That's just what history has showed us. You know, for those of you that are paying attention to these market cycles, I mean, so what the purpose of this podcast is handle your money right. Never get comfortable. But that's also like a human trait. Like, you set a goal, you exceed it, you get comfortable. That's with anything. You set a weight loss gain, you set a weight loss goal, you get to that goal, and then it's like a sigh of relief. It's like, I made it. But life goes on. Know what I mean? So you get to that goal, and you start eating more, you start indulging in things more, because you're like, man, I'm 160 pounds. I'm about to have me 8 hamburgers. You know, you about to go crazy because you've been really holding back. You've been really disciplining yourself so you can reach these goals. But what I've learned is, like, once I meet a goal, set another goal. Don't let that goal be the defining point. You'd be like, bam, I met my goal. I'm about to chill. Nah, bro. Nah, sis. Once we meet these goals, it's time to set new goals so we don't get complacent, so we don't get comfortable, so we don't chill, because comfortability will kill you. Trust me, I didn't die literally, but I died in so many other areas. You know, now it's like almost back to ground zero. Thank God that I have a great support system and a great family where I was able to weather the storm. And you know, I've did a lot of things for great people, so people looked out for me too. Like, I still spend a lot of time with great people even during that time. You know, so now during my time of crises, I would call it a time of crises, there was people who was there for me during this time. And now I'm just rebuilding and restructuring. So this time around, once it happened again, it's going to be 10 times what I did last time. And another thing that I want you to see in this is that I'm from the projects. I didn't go to college. My mom didn't go to college. My dad didn't go to college. My dad dropped out of school in 11th grade. My dad got 6 kids. And we only have my sister. My youngest sister is the only one of us that's went to college. So it's not like I come from a background of, you know, great information. You know what I mean? Like, my parents did make great decisions, 100%. They did the best that they They could, but I'm not from a wealthy family. I'm from, quite frankly, I'm from a poor family. You know what I mean? I grew up on Eisenhower, Trenton, New Jersey, EA, you know what I mean? The front line. So, you know, you could Google these places. You could look these places up. This is where I'm from, Trenton, New Jersey, 08609. So, you know, being a kid from a project, from the projects, and having this experience is not normal, but in my mind, I knew that I could have these different type of experiences. Not me, like, because I could see it in my mind, but I also could feel the feelings of what it would feel like to be able to be there. And I've been there. So I'm saying, if you got something going on in your mind and in your heart, if you could see it, you could be it. When you get there, and it's hard to tell somebody when they get there what to do, because we all got, you know, fantasies or things that we would like to do. And it's hard that when you have it, not to do the things that you said you wanted to do. Have fun. Ball out. Fuck it, man. Ball out. You only gonna live once. YOLO. And, you know, I believe that you could get it back. Hustlers get it back. So, you know, like, now we are in the spot where we are rebuilding. I believe that you, the person listening to this, whatever your wildest fantasies are in your mind and whatever you could feel, because I believe that you seeing it and feeling it with the feelings in your body, it's almost like having it tangibly. And I believe that if you could see it and you could feel it, I feel like you have to really experience it, because the times when I thought that I could do it, and I experienced it with my feelings, it's like it had to manifest because I seen it more than one time and I felt it more than one time. So I had to have that real experience. And I'm here to share that with you too. Like, you know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what your situation is, if you got something that's maybe outlandish for you or something that's unbelievable for you, don't think that it's unbelievable. See it in your mind, feel it with your heart. And I believe that if you really believe, like if you 100% believe, like my goals and my dreams, I am 100% committed to. You know what I mean? So now, since that time, it's 2023. You know, even in 2022, I did read a couple books, but I wasn't on it like how I was. You feel me? I think in 2022, I probably got in like 11 books, something like that. So, but now we in 2023. I've already completed one, which I'm not sharing the title of because it's very, very personal, very sacred to me. But in this year, actually going over this book again, because I know that I didn't get all the jewels in it. I got some of the jewels in it, but the book is so dense that I know, like, when I finished, I was like, ain't no way in hell I got what I needed to get out of this book. I did get some things, but it's still some things in here for me to get to as well. So educate yourself. Believe that you could do it. Work on doing it. And if you believe 100%, you are committed 100%, you will be astonished at the things that you can create and the things that will happen to you if you believe and you put the work in. And I'm a prime example of that. And I'm going to be another prime example of that, because this time when it happens again, because it's going to happen again, this time it's going to happen faster. From 2012 to 2019, that's 7 years. This time, the manifestation process will be shorter. You know what I mean? And the monetary gains will be stronger. So let's say in the next 3 years, I'm going to say something crazy. I'm looking at, I'm going to make 10 million. Now I'm not saying I'm going to make that 10 million this year. I might make that 10 million. Let's see, we in 2023, 2026. I mean, I might be able to put it off that last year because I got more information than I ever had in my life. You know, I know more than I've ever known in my life. I've had more experiences than I ever had in my life. And now my setup is going to be totally different than it was prior. I mean, my new setup, the way that I'm structuring myself right now, is totally different than how I structured myself in 2012 to 2019. My setup and my structure is totally different. I am consuming information at a much greater pace. I believe 200% now because I've already had this prior experience. So I believe more, I'm working more, I'm doing more, and I know that I'm going to manifest more. So I'm here to let you know that you could do it no matter where you're from. You ain't got to be from the projects. There's kids in the suburbs that don't believe in themselves. I'm telling you to believe in yourself. It's kids everywhere. It's people everywhere. It's grown adults everywhere. It's Christians, it's Muslims, it's all types of people out there that say they believe, but they really don't. I'm telling you to believe. And this is just not about money, because everybody don't want money. It's something else. Some people want a husband. Some people want a wife. Some people want a family. Whatever your conviction is, whatever it is that you want out here on the planet, on this earth, you can have it. The thing is, you got to put the work in to get it. Faith without works is dead. Some people just believe something, but they not willing to do whatever it takes to get to that thing that they believe. They just believe that they can have it, but they not going to put the work in. All they going to do is talk about it. This thing is more than about talking. This thing is about doing and believing and seeing. And when people doubt you, who gives a fuck what they talking about? Because when people doubted me, if I'd have believed what they were saying to me, I wouldn't have had the experience that I had. I'm grateful for the experience that I had. I wasted it all, or most of it. But I am grateful for the experience that I had, because now I know even more. Oh, it definitely could happen for me. And I wasn't thinking about credit or none of that stuff before. Now I got new things that's in my bag now. Now I got more tools in my bag now. You feel me? I got more mental fortitude than I ever had before, ever in my life before. So like, I struggled towards these things, and it's definitely going to be a struggle for you too. I mean, but just believe in yourself, man. Know that anything is possible, man. That's it. I just wanted to share that with you, and I hope that you found something here to hold on to. I hope that you found some value in the things that I'm saying to you here today. If you have a vision, if you have a goal, be determined to get it. And just put that work in, man. Thanks for listening. It's the Tyson James Podcast, and we out. Stop, it's that I won't stop, I'll make it high.